gather round, Kidmen leaders, and be encouraged and equipped as you build the kingdom. Now here's your host, Amber Pike.
Welcome back to the Kidmen Huddle. If you are a returning listener, boy, I owe you a big thank you and an apology, because it has been several months since I have recorded an episode. So if you are a first-time listener, hey, thanks, welcome. By the way, it's been a couple of months since I've recorded an episode, and there are some really good reasons why. I am in a new season of life. You'll probably hear more of my story. It's a good one. It's a crazy one. And the last couple months have been crazy and extremely hard and a ridiculous blessing. So, Cliff Note version, right? I am no longer serving in a church. And man, that's, by the way, spoiler, that's what this episode is kind of going to focus on. When you find yourself not where you thought you were supposed to be. I was called into the ministry at 16 years old. Not audibly hearing God's voice, but hearing him deep in my heart saying at VBS, 16-year-old me doing rickshaw rally. I think that was Lifeway brand VBS, teaching these cute little 3 and 4-year-olds to go fish for Jesus. I felt God tell me, Amber, I want you to do this for the rest of your life, to teach boys and girls about me. And I've been doing it ever since. I mean, at this point, it's almost half my life. And after a really, really hard, ridiculous season at church, about a year and a half worth, God finally released me from a very bad situation. Very bad. And man, was that decision hard. I was being mistreated. I was being not valued. It was just a whole hot mess of, I mean, not even morally okay decisions being made by leadership. And I didn't want to leave. I had every excuse in the book. The first was, these are my babies, and it is my job to teach them, and they need me. I'm their person. For some of these kids, I think I was the only person possibly that they had that loved them unconditionally. And I couldn't leave them. Then it was the issue of, well, this is my church home. I've been there for almost 10 years. Or at that point, it was 10 years. You know, it's all the only church my daughter's known. This is where my son's people are, the ones who love him unconditionally and see him for who he is. And my daughter's friends are there. And reason after reason why I didn't want to leave, despite the yuck there. And then a very wise and fabulous friend, Amy, you're amazing if you're listening, asked me, are you hurting your family by staying? I really didn't want to answer that question, honestly, but I was. And God released me. It was a very, it was hard. I knew, this is in May, and I knew in May that I was leaving this church, but I wasn't going to leave until the end of summer, because if you guys have done VBS and camp, you know, you can't just hand that off to someone and expect them to be willing to do all of the VBS work, right? A couple months before. So I was going to stay till the end of summer, and having to hold that secret where a tiny handful of people in my entire life knew. It was hard. It was hard to walk away from what I knew I was called to do. Now, the reason that God had me walk away, the reason that I believe he had me walk through a ridiculous season of hurt and pain and anger, was because he needed to move me somewhere else. Now, God and I have spent a lot of time together lately. I hope you get to hear more of this story in depth when it's the right time. But he's revealed several things about his and mine relationship throughout this. And he knows me. My mom's always said, if I know my kids, Don't you think God knows his? And man, that is just so true in my life. God knows me. He knows my inner workings. I mean, we're told that in scripture, right? He knows the number of hairs on our heads, but he knows how we work. And so with me, he has to forcibly remove me out of situations that he doesn't need me in. And these could be good, right? I mean, working in a church, telling boys and girls about Jesus, that's good. That's good work. But that's not where he needed me anymore. And so he had to have me go through all of this to move me where he wanted me to be. And it's in a spot I never would have imagined in a million years I would be. Because right now, I'm not called to be back in the church. Now, I don't say that as a Christian. I am attending church and I am worshiping. I am part of the church body. But I am, at this point in life, not called to be back in church leadership. I'm not called to be the Miss Amber over the kids. And that's hard. I want to be. But I am trusting God that he has moved me where he needs me. And so wherever you find yourself, my friend, because I know a lot of you, you've got some stories and you're going through similar yuck that I went through. And if you are, trust me when I say, I'm right there with you. And I know how much it stinks. And I want to encourage you any way that I can. And if you need a friend, please reach out to me. And I will be your listening ear, your venting person, your cry buddy, because I'll probably cry with you. I've walked that walk. And it's hard. And it's hurtful. So if you are in a yuck spot, if you are being called to a different place, if you want to be to a different place, because of the yuck and God has not released you yet, I just want to encourage you today. Trust him. I saw in the midst of my crazy season, there was a post on Instagram, I believe, and it was something along the lines of, you know, God is the gardener. And if you garden, which I do not do successfully, I grow weeds really good and mint because you don't have to, like, you don't even have to water it. It grows if you don't want it to. I'm not a natural gardener, but you pull the weeds, you know, you get rid of all the plants to get the soil ready for the harvest. So all that has to happen, the pruning of a plant has to happen for what's next. And sometimes you just got to trust the gardener. So my friend, whatever you're going through, if you are going through a tough time at your church, in your ministry, trust God. Get just closer to him, and he is going to lead you and guide you and reveal stuff to you about his plan. Not on our terms, because I don't think he does, right? I've said forever, I wish he would just tell me. I will follow, but just tell me. But it doesn't have to make sense in the then. He doesn't have to tell us, but we do have to trust. Know that he has got you where you are, whether it is good and things are growing and blossoming and you are thriving in your leadership and your ministry, or whether you are daily begging God to get you out of there. Trust him that he has you where you are for a reason, that he has the ultimate plan. He is sovereign and he is good and he wants what's best for his kingdom. Trust him. Because sometimes you have to go through the bad. As much as the last 2 years of my life, ministry-wise, stunk, you don't know the number of tears that I have shed over the last couple years. It stunk. But it had to happen. It had to happen to get me so that God could get me, not Amber. Get Amber where she thinks she should be and where she thinks she can be most effective. No, where God knew I needed to be, the yuck had to happen. The good had to happen. And all of the days in between. So there's your encouragement today. You can hear the tears in my voice because I told you I cry easily. Wherever you're at, my friend, trust the gardener. Be encouraged that God promises us over and over in scripture that he is never going to leave us. He is never going to forsake us. He is going to be right there with us, and we are held in his right hand, Isaiah 41 tells us. He has got you no matter what situation you are in. Trust him. Trust in that. Hang on to that faith if that is all you got right now. Trust him. And remember, Kidman leader, what you do matters.